You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Good morning, Shell.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this. So everyone, this is Shell Sawyer. She's, I'll read her bio real quick.
Okay.
So she's a CEO and president of Finding Strength with Shell.
Yeah.
Shell. Her company helps women who are contemplating divorce navigate the process, make smart decisions for their future, and move into the next chapter with ease and grace. Shell has a wealth of financial expertise with over 20 years in the financial service industry and a Master of Science in Accounting from the University of New Haven. And as a certified divorce financial analyst, she loves giving back to the community. She's on board with the Interval House in Manchester Chamber of Commerce. In her free time, you can find her with one of her animals or attending a concert.
Yes.
So what was the latest concert you went to?
So I just went to one last weekend. So fresh in my mind, I went to see Pat Benatar at Mohegan Sun. She was amazing. She's 70 and she could still belt it out like she did when she was 20.
She's got that opera voice.
She does. Yes. Yes. And she's married to her guitarist and they've been married like 40 plus years. So
wow,
that's amazing too.
That is quite the team.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's
right.
I love going to concerts too, you know, especially I like either artists that are still around or the tribute bands, you know, they just, those work out well for me.
They do. Yeah. I like that too.
So anyways, just tell me real quick, the Interval House, is that a domestic abuse? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I joined the board because I see a lot of it in my practice. I have some abuse in my past too.
Okay,
so I felt like it was something that was near and dear to my heart.
Right.
And they help domestic violence. So you're able to call a hotline if something's going on and they make sure you're safe. Really great organization. And it's countrywide. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're involved, your specialty is finance. And the divorce finance, like some people might think, all right, financial plan is a financial planner.
Yeah.
But yeah, you specialize. So what does that even mean?
So what that means, certified divorce financial analyst, is I help people who are going through divorce, right? I help them look at their finances. I help them make sure they understand what they owe, what they own, and what would be a good decision for them, like a good settlement option for them would be, right? So I educate them and give them advice about their finances because things don't look, you know, they might look like 50-50 on paper, but right. In reality, there's a lot of short and long-term implications that people need to be aware of. And there's a lot of things that you can do in divorce that you can't do in the real world. I'll just say that, like in a normal financial aspect. So,
give me an example that you've seen that no one would have thought of, and then you looked at something and said, "You know what? Why don't you look at this perspective?"
Yeah. So I'll use something very simplistic. Sure. There's a lot of different retirement funds out there, right?
Okay. Yep.
So you could have, and I'm going to just give this simplistically. Maybe there's two IRAs. There's a traditional IRA and there's a Roth IRA. Well, in the traditional IRA, you put the money in pre-tax. So when you get a distribution at the end, when you're retired, you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Right.
Okay. But in a Roth IRA, it's after-tax dollars. So you're putting money in already been taxed. So when you get a distribution at the end, you're not paying any taxes on that money. So if one person gets the traditional IRA and the other person gets the Roth, Well, the person who gets the traditional IRA is going to be at a disadvantage because they're going to have to pay taxes in the end.
Right.
The person won't. So, you know, that's just that it's an inequity, right? But there's other things that you have to be aware of as well.
Yeah, I like the Roth. What do they say? Tax the seed, not the harvest.
Yes, tax the seed. I like that. Yeah. Tax the seed. So you're making returns on that too, right? That you don't have to pay taxes on. It's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. After you put the money in after tax dollars, you want that thing to get bigger than the universe, and it's all good, which is awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if someone's going through the journey, and you had, let's say they were at the beginning, any like heads up advice you would give them, anything come to mind?
Yes. I think the first thing that, and you'll probably agree with me, John, here, is that people, when they decide they're going to get divorced or they're even contemplating it, they're like, I need to get an attorney.
Right.
And that might not be the best way for you to go. Right. So I would say, my advice is get yourself educated on what's out there. There's so much more opportunity for people to get divorced now than when our parents were going through divorces, right? If you had a parent that went through divorce, they didn't have an option, right? You do. So get yourself educated on what would work best for you. So there's things like mediation. I mean, I always tell my clients, like, try mediation, at least try, because even if you can get halfway through, it's better. You're going to spend less. You can make some good decisions already that are intact, right? So you don't have to spend more money in the long run, because let's keep the money in your pockets instead of in somebody else's, right? Like, keep it within you, right? And mediation, there's tons of benefits, and I could go on and on about it. But one of the things I love about mediation is that it's good for the kids, because you're learning how to communicate with one another. And if you have children, the thing that I would say is you are going to have to co-parent with this person for the rest of your time together, even after they're 18. Believe me, I have a child that's 19. I'm still co-parenting, right? Because she's in college. So we did mediation, and I think it just helps you be more successful in the long run, because you can't start being argumentative. You have to learn how to communicate, right?
Yeah. You know, and sometimes it's more than co-parenting. You know, your ex remarries, and that now the new spouse is part of the family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, so there's that dynamic as well.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, because you brought up a good point about like the mediation. It's like when someone first, the initial thought is to see a divorce attorney. Well, everyone has their own perspective on how a divorce should play out. You have the divorce attorney. They're focusing on, you know, putting together the legal, you know, in terms of how the agreement should be and acceptable to the
judge. And what their client wants. Right. That's part of it. Yep.
And then and then you come in on the financial end, and you're looking at tax implications of what they're going to do. Like, someone might want to sell a property, and you might say, wait, hold off on that. There might be some big capital gains.
Exactly.
And coming up with strategies on that. I mean, do you have? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm glad you brought that up, because I really like to honestly get people before they are going down that route, right? Yep. So that we can take a look at things and come up with a good settlement option for them before they even go down that road of, you know, let's talk about divorce and what your priorities are. We can make sure that you're all set up for that, right? Empower yourself so that you're ready. You know, that's my goal, is to make sure you are organized, you're prepared, and you are ready.
Right. Do you happen to have like one case that may have like that you really remember that's kind of impacted you the most in terms of how you do your business going forward?
Yeah, I actually do. And it's one that's fresh in my mind right now. And this couple, I was mediating them, because I do mediation as well as personal financial guide, the divorce guide. So I was mediating them, and they had made decisions together before they entered in my office. Right. And it really set them up for failure, because they agreed to some things that wouldn't hold true. Like it just, so they agreed to like, hey, I'm going to take my stuff and you take yours. Okay. But the disparity between the two was so large that, you know, once one of the spouses found out like how much they're giving up, it just didn't, it wasn't agreeable. Right. So don't enter into agreements before you go down the divorce road, because you just don't know what you're entering yourself into.
Right. I mean, have you seen a case where everybody agreed on something except the judge did not agree to it? To say,
I have not yet. No, I haven't. I would say that the majority of the time that the things that I work on, whether I do mediation, it's pretty much amicable, right? Okay. Those are people that, I mean, there's a little bit of contention there, but for the most part, they're able to agree on the majority of things. And then we're just negotiating, right? But I make sure everybody realizes that it's, you know, here's the implications. I'm educating you as you go along so you know what you're agreeing to, right? And we can write it up as such as if there is a, like, a modification to something, we can write it up as such so that they, the judge knows that this is a decision that they made, right? That's a great thing about doing mediation, right? As you're in control of those decisions.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. And so a final thought. Do you have like a final thought you'd like to leave with us today?
Yeah, I do actually. My final thought is empower yourself, right? So there's a lot of fear around the D word, right? Divorce. Yep. And some people don't even want to hear about it, right? But get yourself prepared. Get yourself organized so you know and you can be successful in the long run, right? You can do that. It doesn't have to be scary. And especially if you have support and the right team behind you, right? Get those people who are experts in their field that really know, like you, John, right? Like having somebody that knows it is a CDLP, excuse me,
yep.
And knows like how it should be worded in your divorce document, everything about that, right? Getting that team behind you that are experts. Because in the long run, you could be making very costly decisions, right? So you save money for a team, and people hear team, right? And they think, oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of money. But really, when you have a team behind you, you're saving money during that divorce process and after, because you made good decisions and you don't have to worry about those implications.
So it turns out there is life after divorce.
There is. Yes, there's life after divorce.
You know,
yeah.
And most importantly, how will people, how should they contact you if they need to, you know, start wherever they are in the process? So it sounds like no matter where they are in the process, pre, during, or post, you're still available for them.
I am, yes, the whole way, yes. So Finding Strength with Shell. I came up with that name because I was like, I am going to give you the strength to get through this. I'm going to help you feel empowered and make sure you know what you need to know. So Finding Strength with Shell, www.findingstrengthwithshell. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and you can find me on LinkedIn.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Great. That's awesome. Well, Shell, this has been awesome. And
thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, definitely.
People need to know this, right? People need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Great. Awesome.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.